is all she's known. Live by the golden rule since the day she was born. Through all these troubled years, she raised a family. There was no time for tears. She done her best. The kids are grown. She prayed each day for a life of her own. Last night she disappeared. She's joined another tribe called Heretics and Privateers. His treadmill since 64. Now he shows a little gray and they show him the door. God bless the company. For 2 weeks severance pay and all that sympathy. All he believed, all he learned, what made him proud, what he thought he had earned, have now become his fears. He'll join the other side, the heretics and privateers. She's just 19, but they learned a lot from what they've seen. They know blind obedience to the rules can leave you shattered, licking your wounds. He holds her close, looks at her face. He says, chasing the carrot is a never-ending race. Success at any price demands its sacrifice. Some part of us will die. She says one size does not fit all. Stepping on others, well, won't make us stand tall. Let's find the last frontier and live another way, like heretics and privateers. Let's make our own frontier and raise our children there, like heretics and privateers. Said privateers. Years and years ago, I woke up from a most frightening dream. It was sort of a Ebenezer Scrooge meets the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come experience. If you've seen the movie or read the book, you might know what I'm talking about. Let me just say that I got the message.